moods make life rewarding. Moods make life rewarding. Moods make life rewarding. Moods make life rewarding. And we make the moods. Oh, yes, we do. We make all of our moods, whatever they may be. But moods make life rewarding. We watched a movie on video a couple of nights ago, and it was a rather tough movie because the vernacular was not too harmonious. It assaulted our senses and made us feel that we were being pressed on, stepped on. We were being pushed around. And after the movie, even though there were many wonderful, fantastic, uplifting parts of the movie, even though parts of it were absolutely magnificent, all of those moods that were downtrodding made us feel very sad. And they made us feel very sad the very next day, too. And another time, we watched a movie, a video, and we choose them carefully as we can. And it was a video about a young girl who was doing beautiful things, and she had a beautiful nature about her, and she had a beautiful attitude about her, which made everyone feel very good when they were in her presence. And everything she did was uplifting. She cared about people. She cared mainly about herself. Oh, she was sad sometimes. But her sadness was lifted when she had an opportunity to be a blessing to herself and to someone else. And after that particular movie, we were all uplifted. Our moods made life rewarding for us. Our mood that we were attracted to what this young lady was doing and how wonderful she was and how glorious she was and what a great soul she was made us feel very wonderful. We felt tremendous. We felt marvelous. We felt uplifted. We have the opportunity to choose moods that make life rewarding. And we have the opportunity to choose moods that do not make life rewarding. Now, that movie that made us feel sad, that made us feel stepped on, we didn't have to listen to it. Or we could have listened to it and picked out the beautiful aspects of it. We could have picked out the beautiful things. Now, this is what we do throughout our life. Throughout our life, we're picking out the beautiful aspects and the beautiful things about everybody in the world. We're picking out all of the things that make our life good. We can't always choose, although we really can, by our selection ahead of time that we're going to live in a beautiful, fulfilled life. But seemingly, we cannot always choose who we are and who our neighbors are and who our parents are and who our family are and what's going on in our world. But we can find in our world the glorious things that are there. We can find the beautiful things that are in the world. We can create our own mood to make life rewarding for us rather than downtrodden. It's just a movie. And what Ellen remarked upon, she said, at the end of the movie on the screen, they said, the movie was a dramatization of actual events. Not that the movie was the actual events, but it was the dramatization of the actual events to make it exciting for the viewer, to make it exciting for the person who is going to buy the movie or go to the movie. Moods make life rewarding, and we make those moods. Now, why did they put the dramatization of the actual events in there? Why couldn't they put the actual events in there and let them be and stand up for themselves, let them be what they are? Because people have the habit of not redesigning, not creating moods that are harmonious with themselves when the mood seems to be a little less than harmonious. Why does that happen? Why does that happen to all of us? Why do we allow life to give us its seeming ever-changing mood and let that about? Why do we look at the clouds and say, oh, it's a sad day, rainy day, busy day? Why do we look at the fog and we say, oh, that fog is terrible, or it'll burn off by 10 o'clock in Southern California? Or why do we look at the things that are going on in the world and we say, why are people so unkind to other people? Well, that's us. That's our mood. That's our mood that makes life rewarding or not rewarding. And when we have that going on in our heart and our life and our being, we are the ones who are creating it there. We are the ones who are giving it the strength to exist, to be demonstrated in our world. Moods make life rewarding, and we make the moods by our choice, by our everyday choice, by our everyday decision of what we feel is worthwhile, what we feel is desirable, what we feel is good. It's up to us what we make into our world to be something glorious and beautiful. No one else does it, just us alone. And because no one else does it, because it's just us alone, we are the only ones who have to look at it. We are the only ones who have to decide. When we look at a movie, when we look at a video, and the video turns out to be a little inharmonious, we can immediately turn that video into harmonious by looking at the good aspects of it. We can discard those things that are not. If people were held accountable for what they do every day of their life, this would be a very sad world. But because they are forgiven, because it is forgotten, because they start new, with a new mood to make life rewarding, they start with a new aspect of their life to make life worthwhile. You and I do this all the time. We do this when we look at fighting going on, and then we say, peace, peace. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. We look at circumstances where the market is being difficult, and we say, all is in divine order now. And immediately we feel good inside. Immediately we feel in order inside. Now we can start being something beneficial to that market, to that world, to our world. We create our own mood. And that mood is our attitude. And that attitude is unconditional love. And that unconditional love goes for everything in the universe, everything in the world, everything that ever could be. That attitude is who we are. Are you that attitude today? Are you that beingness today? Are you that awareness today that all is in divine order? Are you that understanding that there now is peace on earth, and it began with you? You make the mood. You make the moods, and these moods make life rewarding. What mood have you chosen to make for yourself today? What mood have you chosen to live in today? What mood have you chosen to delight your heart with today? I dance around the miles of meditation paths here on the Absolute Monastery grounds. And as I do so, I sing to myself, all is in divine order, all is beautiful, all is good. And as I sing, all is beautiful, all is good, all is wonderful, as I sing that in my heart, all is beautiful, all is good, I make my mood, and my moods make life rewarding for me. Do you want your moods to be life rewarding factors for you? Then put your attitude correct at all times. Get your nose out of other people's business. Start living in your own life and calling it good and very good. And don't let anyone touch you or push your buttons, because you have no buttons to be touched or pushed, because you are unconditional love. And you are unconditional love now and always. Moods make life rewarding. Moods make life rewarding. Moods make life rewarding. Moods. make life rewarding. Moods make life rewarding. Yes, they do. Oh, they do. Yes, they do. And we do it for ourselves.